This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. In our Western culture, the topic of death is often avoided as something to fear. But for Elise Krista Mishy, death has become a topic to embrace and explore. A certified nursing assistant and hospice volunteer, she has focused on death in her job as well as her artwork. As a result, she's found that her art has opened many conversations with people eager to share their experiences with death and dying. Mishy is the artist in residence at the Prairie Rond Residency in Vicksburg. Elise Krista, you've got this interesting combination that you bring to your artwork. You're a nursing assistant, a hospice volunteer, and a mixed media artist. You work with mortality, memory, and time in your art. Talk about how this interesting combination developed.
Sure. So I kind of like to talk about the time when I was 6 or 7 years old, when I read a National Geographic for Kids article about the extinction of the dinosaurs. And that was kind of the first big wow moment I had with like death and mortality. And, you know, as I grew up, I kind of had that on the side burner, didn't think about it a lot. And then after college, I think was when I started to really get into my own art practice a lot more. And slowly, ideas of time, memory, death and life, death and afterlife kind of found their way into my practice. And I started to kind of work with the elderly a lot more and put myself in positions where I could learn from my elders and then also help people in their own life and death journeys. I'd like to think of my practice as ever evolving, where actually right now I am undergoing, just starting a master's of science degree in thanatology, which is death studies. And so, yeah, started when I was a kid, and it's just going as I get older and finding ways to think about my own life. And then, you know, I see more people around me, like grandparents and relatives passing, and just trying to find ways to also honor their lives and death.
So thanatology, death studies, what is that? Explain a little bit more about that. What exactly do you study? Is it like how death is approached in different cultures?
Death studies, or thanatology, comes from God Thanos, and it is a practice that has been going on throughout different cultures and for a really long time. And so with my course, we look at death, dying, bereavement, the history of different practices with death throughout different religions, cultures, and different populations. So we study death in children and adults and then the elderly. And then we also look at bereavement and grief and different ways of supporting community members, family members, and others through like literature or other kind of resources. So for me, I am studying thanatology to inform my own practice as an artist, but also I hope to partner my artwork and art practice with death education and resourcing. So it's kind of making death a more approachable topic for people of all ages and walks of life.
Talk about the importance of preserving memories.
I think throughout human existence, we've taken on the knowledge we've learned from our elders and passed it on to other generations. And that can be done through song or writing or imagery. And I myself feel this drive to capture the lives and memories of the people around me, either being from my family or just, you know, elders in my community or other communities, because I think that they have this perspective on life and this wisdom that can otherwise be lost. They've had a way of living and a way of just being that it leaves us as we move on into the future. And so I actually carry around a pack of post-it notes everywhere I go. And especially when I'm working with the elderly, I like to write down just little bits of information, a memory that they might say, or just a little, like a lyric. It's a dip into the past, but I think it's also important to remember these things because they can help us, I think, be better people. And also, I don't know, I never like the idea of having anyone be forgotten. I feel this just like drive to be that person who makes sure that these people live on in one way or another.
Well, and everybody's unique. Everybody has something to contribute that nobody else does. I think when you ponder that thought, it's quite mesmerizing.
It is, exactly. And I think a lot of times it's just the average person that gets maybe swept to the side a little bit more. And those are definitely the kind of people that I am interested in.
The forgotten ones?
Yeah, the forgotten ones. Especially like in our culture, it's a lot of times it's just the, you know, on TV, it's the celebrities or the big wigs that get honored. But I like to honor the little person.
This is Art Beat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. And how are audiences responding to your work? Are people comfortable, uncomfortable? Are you able to open up conversations?
Yeah, so I've actually been really delighted by the response. I think at first I was kind of afraid of the fact that I made art about death and shy about it. But then the more that I did it, I realized that people want to talk about this sort of thing. And I've been just kind of blessed with these wonderful stories that people open up to me about. And I think it's also made me the kind of person where I will walk down the street and someone will literally just start talking to me about death or something out of the blue. So I just have begun just drawing that sort of conversation towards me. And I find that I think it's something that people need more of, and they're happy to have me kind of take on this subject. And I haven't really had any bad response yet. So I'm sure one day there will be, and I will handle that when that happens.
Prairie Ronde Residency, you're going to be an artist in residence from April 26 to May 29. So talk about what you expect to do there. Do you have an art project in mind, or you're going to develop it when you're there on the spot? Will there be any kind of public interaction there?
A combination of both. I applied with the idea that I am going to kind of spend more time with my work. It's been a hectic, you know, last year for everyone, and I've been working a lot more and had to step away from my practice a little bit more than I'd like to. And so this will be a way for me to re-engage with my artwork. And I'm really looking forward to utilizing the small cemetery that is in Vicksburg, as well as the mill and some of the spaces within the mill, where there's this kind of imprint or footprint of people who used to be there. And I'm going to use these spaces sort of as inspiration to create simple works using Vicksburg cardboard and other found material to create drawings and small objects that imagine the people and places that have maybe been erased from the area, but then also combining that with imagination and story to create just these small pieces, I guess, that reconnect me with my practice, but then also can hopefully engage other people. So my plan was to create a question box or a little station outside of my house, or maybe at the outside of the mill, where people can ask questions. So I'll have like prompts and hopefully have a poster or something in the area that talks about the little station. But I'd like to invite other people to ask me questions about life and time and memory and death. And then I'll also have some questions where they can then write on a post-it note and stick it in the message box. And then I'll use those responses and incorporate them into the artwork I make.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Elise Krista Mishy, an artist in residence at the Prairie Ronde Residency in Vicksburg. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.